Seriously? The Occupy Wall Street protest entered its third week today. What started as less than a dozen college students camping out in a park near the New York Stock Exchange is now hundreds of protesters, and it's spread to other cities. But what are they protesting? Nobody seems to know. So this afternoon, we went to Wall Street to find out. And despite what you heard, here's what I saw. It's not just a bunch of dancing hippies protesting. There are all kinds of people there. Babies, teachers, cheerleaders, Uncle Sampta, and that. Seriously, it's a mixed bag, but they were happy to take some time from their books, banjos, bongos, sports drinks, catered lunch. Yeah, there was catered lunch. Designer yoga clothing. That's a Lululemon logo. Computers, lots of MacBooks, and phones to help us get to the bottom of it. This is unemployed software developer Dan. What do you do for a living?
I'm a software developer.
Software developer.
Yes.
So currently employed or unemployed?
Unemployed.
Unemployed.
Unemployed, we like to call it.
Unemployed.
It's called Occupy Wall Street.
So do you know that taxpayers actually made money on the Wall Street bailout?
I was not aware of that.
They did. Absolutely. They made, not on GM, but they did on the, okay, on the Wall Street part of the bailout.
Okay.
Does that make you feel any differently?
Well, I would have to do more research about it, but
if I were right, it might.
Oh, sure.
Seriously? That's all it would take to put an end to the unrest. Well, as promised, we did go double check the numbers on the bank bailout, and this is what we found. Yes, the bank bailouts made money for American taxpayers right now to the tune of $10 billion, anticipated that it will be $20 billion. Those are seriously the numbers. And this was the big issue, so we solved it. In fact, the only reason we haven't made all the TARP money back is actually GM. But I don't see any protests in Detroit. It seems the only thing we all agree on is that the police, with the pepper spray and mass arrests, may have overstepped their bounds this weekend. Or do we agree on that?
Oh, good, that full cop is leaving. Or not cop, he's pretty nice.
Yeah. He would have been a lot worse.
Seriously. And by the way, to Dan, the very ardent software developer, he had a lovely MacBook. And when I asked him whether Apple II was part of the problem or a hero of the movement, he said, well, they've got good design, but they need to pay more taxes too. All right, next, the front five, the market.